Shortly before May 4th, 1970, my brother and I went for a walk in Kent, Ohio. It was my freshman year at Kent State, and my brother had re-enrolled after serving in the Army. It was a balmy summer evening when a young guardsman armed with an M16 stopped us and marched us back home at gunpoint. Apparently, we were out after the newly instated curfew. My brother had completed a tour of duty in Vietnam as an infantry lieutenant doing nighttime missions behind enemy lines. From his letters and photos home, I knew it was dirty work. He could have taken the rifle from that guardsman before the kid knew it hit him, but my brother just walked peacefully back to our apartment. Mark had returned home one of the few anti-war officers of the time. He converted me into an activist as well, and at a festival in our hometown where we were distributing anti-war leaflets, a man overturned a table into our faces. On that infamous Monday in Kent, I had just left the quad where a protest was scheduled. Very few students were assembled, so I went home to get a roommate. On the way back, we heard the mayhem. 29 National Guardsmen fired 67 rounds in 13 seconds, killing 4 students and wounding 9. What strikes me most now, some 47 years later, is the tragic irony of my brother surviving the insanity of Vietnam, only to come home to being marched back into our apartment by that guardsman, and the subsequent murder of our fellow students a few days later. The dissonance that he experienced during this homespun violence in the face of brutality he left behind in Vietnam is incomprehensible. To this day, I love him for the bravery he's shown grappling with PTSD while maintaining his goodness and decency. While we rarely talk about any of this, I know it has affected him profoundly, and we both agonize that the war's lessons seem lost in America. With a perspective, I'm Paul Jones.